From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Friday edition of the Living Truth Radio program. And this week we have been studying how important it is to remember certain things about the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. And I believe that I've been led of the Lord to share these lessons with you simply because of the rise of anti-Semitism that we see all around the world today. And if you watch the news at all, you can see what's taking place as it relates to the hatred that many people have towards the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. And I want to emphasize again today what I've been bringing out throughout the course of this week, and that is this, that all true Christians, and I believe this with all of my heart, beloved, that all true Christians, that is those who've trusted Jesus Christ as personal Savior, will love and support the Jewish people and the nation of Israel based upon the biblical worldview. Now, that does not mean that we're going to agree with everything that every Jewish person or the nation of Israel does. That's not the point. But the point is that we will love and support the Jewish people and the nation of Israel based upon what the Bible says about them. And that's why we are taking the time to present these principles with you this week. And there are 10 of them, and we've already had the opportunity to look at the first 8 that I just want to review with you very briefly, because we only have 2 more to bring out, but I want to bring them out today as we're not going to carry this over into Monday's broadcast. What are these principles to remember? Number 1, remember the promise of the Abrahamic covenant, Genesis 12:1-3. Number 2, remember that Israel is God's chosen nation, Deuteronomy 7:6-9. Number 3, remember that Israel has a divine geographical possession, and that is a specific territory given to them, according to Joshua 1:3-4. Number 4, remember that Israel is now ignorant of God's righteousness, Romans 10:1-3. Number 5, remember that Israel has rejected Jesus Christ as their Messiah, John 1:10-12. Number 6, remember that God continues to give Israel an invitation to come to him, Romans 10:21. Number 7, remember that there currently is a remnant of Israel that is saved, Jewish people who have come to Christ, that according to Romans 11:1-5. And then, as we wrapped it up yesterday, remember that Israel is still God's chosen nation, but is spiritually blinded, Romans 11:25. Today, let's look at 2 final things to remember as it relates to Israel. And that is, remember that all Israel eventually will be saved. Even though they are now living in unbelief, eventually they all will be saved. Now we can see that prophesied back in Isaiah 59:20. Isaiah 59:20. But notice what it says in Romans 11. And keep in mind, as I have been mentioning throughout the course of this week, that it's important for those of us who are Christians who really want to understand what's going on with Israel and the Jewish people to get to know Romans 9:10-11, as it speaks specifically concerning the Jewish people and concerning Israel. In chapter 9 of Romans, it talks about the past situation with Israel. In chapter 10, it speaks concerning the present situation with Israel. And in chapter 11, it speaks concerning the prospective position of Israel. That is, what's going to take place in the future. And notice what it says in Romans 11:26-27. It says this, even though Israel is now in unbelief, verse 26 of Romans 11 says, and so all Israel shall be saved. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. And this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. That's Romans chapter 11, verses 26 and 27. Now, beloved, this is important to remember and to take into consideration. As we brought out earlier this week, according to Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 6 through 9, God has chosen Israel as a special people unto himself. And even though down through the annals of time, they have rejected him. I mean, there were times when they believed in him and followed him, and other times when they rejected him. And of course, we know that they went into the Assyrian and the Babylonian captivity because they had rejected him. And of course, we know that in 70 AD, they were actually driven out of the land, as it were, simply because of the fact that they rejected him. And they were out of the land, that is, out of the land that God had given to them there in the Middle East. They were out of Israel, they were out of that land and ceased to be a nation until 1948, when once again they became a nation. And I believe that God is working in Israel right now, not only to bring them together for his ultimate blessing upon them, but as we brought out yesterday, there are more and more people, Jewish people, coming to Christ, recognizing that Jesus is the Messiah that's making up the remnant of Jewish people who are believers. And yet there still are just very few Jewish people who have come to Christ. But there will come a time when all Israel shall be saved. Now, when does that occur? Well, I would encourage you to study through the book of the Revelation and other passages of Scripture, even prophetic scriptures given in the Old Testament about Israel's future. In the tribulation period, we see that there will be many Jewish people who will come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Revelation chapter 7, it talks about the 144,000. That's 144,000 Jewish people who will come to Christ. One of the main purposes of the tribulation period is to bring Israel to Christ, to the Messiah. And ultimately, when the tribulation period is over and Jesus Christ establishes his 1,000-year reign on the face of the earth that we call the millennium, it is then when Israel will recognize Jesus Christ as their Messiah. And so even though they are living in unbelief right now, God will continue to work in their lives individually and nationally to eventually see them come to the point of recognizing Jesus Christ as the Messiah. I don't know about you, but I get excited thinking about this so much that it's difficult for me to express clearly what the Bible says, because it excites me that even though Israel is in unbelief now, they will recognize Jesus as the Messiah, the deliverer who will come out of Zion to lead them to a right relationship with God. And that is yet to come. And that's a fact that will come into fruition, that all Israel will eventually be saved. The 10th point, though, that I leave with you today, after we've looked at these 9 significant points over this week, is simply this. Let us remember that we as Christians are commanded to pray for Israel. Do you pray for Israel every day? Do I? We should indeed do that. We are commanded to pray for Israel. Go back to the book of the Psalms, Psalm 122, and notice, if you would please, verse 6. Psalm 122 and verse 6, it says this, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee." Now, certainly that was a psalm of David given years ago, but it's very applicable to you and to me today. We today who are Christians should be praying for the peace of Jerusalem. Now, I think there's a twofold application there. As we look at the news, we can see that there's a lot of turmoil that is going on over there in the Middle East. And therefore, we should pray that there is peace in Jerusalem. Pray for Benjamin Netanyahu and others who are leading that particular country. Pray that they will have peace rather than turmoil and war. But ultimately, when it says pray for the peace of Jerusalem, we know that the only time that ultimate peace will come to Jerusalem is when Jesus Christ, as the Prince of Peace, returns, and he himself brings that peace to the whole nation. And so when it says pray for the peace of Jerusalem, it's really telling us to pray for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that ultimately, as he establishes his kingdom on earth, the Jewish people will be at peace with God through recognizing Jesus Christ as the Messiah. But every day, we should be praying for the nation of Israel. Now, I trust that this little study over this past week has been an encouragement to you. Like I said, I get excited about it, and maybe you do as well. But take some time to study what the Bible has to say about the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. If you have a Jewish friend or several Jewish friends, pray that God will give you the opportunity to lead them to the right understanding of who Jesus Christ is. And as you do that, pray for Jewish missionaries who are doing what they can, Christians who are trying to reach the Jewish people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And pray truly that God's hand of provision and protection will be on the nation of Israel, even in this dispensation, though we realize they're going to have a rough road to hoe. Israel is still God's chosen nation, a special people chosen unto him. Let's pray for them. Let's support them. Let's do what we can to stand with them. I want to thank you so very much for joining me today in the program. I trust that you have a great weekend. Now go to church on Sunday, and the Lord willing, on Monday, we'll gather around the radio once again with another Living Truth broadcast. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.